When I wake up every day, I say to myself, it's a new life, okay? God give you another opportunity to be alive, okay? Wake up and take my dogs with me, open the shop and run my dogs around and then start working.
Sounds like a regular day for many people. A morning routine of gratitude, walking the dogs and off to work. Except for Naeem Hashimi, as an amputee, everyday routines that many of us take for granted are things that involve much more effort for him, and a challenge that shaped his attitude of gratitude over the years.
When I lose my arm, when I new culture, new language, new food, everything, and I said I have to find my way.
Naeem found his way through numerous challenges, not just the trauma of losing an arm, but starting life afresh after coming to New Zealand as an Afghan refugee. This is Here Now with me, Kadambri Raghukumar. This month, we're marking World Refugee Day with some special stories on remarkable journeys refugees undertake and their stories of overcoming difficulties on their path to building new lives. I'm meeting Naeem at his workshop in Onehunga in Auckland today. He's a tailor and an upholsterer. Naeem arrived in New Zealand in 2007. He'd been living in Iran with his siblings and parents who'd fled Afghanistan several years before. The family were undocumented and getting by on earnings from his father's tailoring business. Naeem sold clothes that they made in the bazaars of Mashhad and learned to use the sewing machine from his father.
I learned lots of things from him. When he was working, I was looking, he was doing, and I wanted to act the same as him. Yeah, sometimes I go sit beside of his machine, and one day I remember I put my finger under the needle machine, and he was crying, and he came and bandaged it for me. And yeah, I remember all the time he helped me, teach me how to survive.
Survival and sewing were to become skills that defined Naeem's life. At 19, he was diagnosed with a rare and painful form of some kind of gangrene that doctors in Iran just couldn't seem to cure. For nearly 6 years, he lived with this one arm almost in permanent pain, with a festering sore and completely unusable from the shoulder down. In 2007, when he was just 25, the UNHCR put his resettlement application through and he stepped off the plane in Auckland with his wife and first daughter as a refugee seeking immediate medical treatment.
The first day, it was a morning, we were sent to the Mangri camp, and then they sent me straight away to the hospital. I was there for 1 month because I've got lots of pain. My hand was bleeding. They were so wounded, this area, and very bad, tough. I've got lots of pain, that's why. And straight away they put morphine in me. I just wanted to get rid of the pain. I wasn't care about losing my arm. It was shocking for me because I come here to save my arm. Okay, but the doctor said, unfortunately, we cannot. It's a bit late, and they couldn't save it.
Naeem's is a story of resilience and sheer grit, really.
Remove it, the pain gone. The pain gone, and the stress of new country. Cannot speak English, and don't know anyone. I said to myself, it's okay, arm is okay, no problem, but I have to be strong enough. It was like a very sad at the moment. At the first, it was very sad and emotional, like difficult. My family wasn't here, and we have to go through all this.
Straight after the amputation, Naeem, his wife and young daughter were resettled in Christchurch, where he found a small Afghan community to lean on.
My community in Christchurch, they are very kind to me. I never forget it. They come to my family, take took to the park. They do not let us feel lonely.
How did you start adjusting to your new life? A completely different way of living to this new chapter
First
in your life?
First of all, I shy. Because my sleeves was flying in there, and I was shy. It's difficult. And then get used to it. Like everything was, I have to do it with one arm. But because years, I didn't use this arm as a, I get used to it because I have to do most of the job with one hand. The other hand was in the, like this, in the sky. I get used to it faster, better.
But the adjustment to life in Aotearoa and the loss of his arm was difficult for Naeem. He wanted to go back to the familiarity of his life in Iran and to his family that was still there.
My wife helped me a lot because she was my other hand. Like, because my parents, all my relatives, they live in Iran. They wasn't here. Me, my daughter, and my wife. She more stronger than me, she was. Because I said, okay, we go back to Iran. And she said, no, stay here for a little bit longer. We will get used to it. And she gave me more confidence.
Imagine it, a new country, a young child and a wife to support, and with compromised physical ability now. Naeem was having to relearn life in so many ways. He starts looking for work. Anything will do. Anything that he can manage with just his right arm.
You know, then like started to working in New Zealand because I said, with one arm, how can I work? What should I do? All the time was thinking. And I was more confident I will find a way because I applied for a couple of jobs. They said, no, we cannot give you a job. One day we went to picking the fruit, the kiwi. And yeah, I was trying to work. They look at me, I want to know, show them I can do. I pick up lots of fruits, like a kiwi fruit. But at the end, like they disappointed me, they said, no, it's not enough work for you. And I said, I have to find my way.
So after multiple experiments with finding work and trying new things as a new amputee, Naeem faced disappointment, inconsistency and more despair. Once in a while, there were some glimmers of hope and his confidence kept getting stronger.
I was thinking, what should I do? And I decided to drive taxi. And for 5 years, I driving taxi. And it's difficult, not easy when driving taxi, when the customer sitting beside me and seeing my I have an arm. Maybe he was confident, I wasn't confident. I thought maybe he thought I'm not like a perfect driver. Mm. But I try my best to be. At the end of the like a trip, they was happy. They said, well done. And they gave me more confidence.
Naeem had grown up learning to use the sewing machine with his father in Iran, and now in New Zealand, he found himself returning to those roots. He signed up to an employment course in Christchurch and was set up with some sewing tasks. The first piece was a skirt, which in a past life would have been easy.
He gave me a skirt to do it for my daughter. And this, everything I done. And she was so curious about the elastic. How can I do the elastic? Because the elastic has to be too...
Sorry, because?
Because it need to be two arms to push the elastic and the in the stitching. And that time I hold it with my teeth and finish that.
A two-handed job accomplished with hand and teeth. Naeem clearly is not the sort to give up. After a year and a half in Christchurch, he was finally reunited with his parents under the family visa scheme. Their arrival was just the injection of hope he needed. His father's presence fueled Naeem's dream of setting up a tailoring business and hiring workers. By the time the family settled in Auckland again, business was picking up. Naeem's workshop in Onehunga seems busy when I visit. There are about 7 people working on fishing boat seats and there are several sofas waiting to be given a new look. Work seems plenty.
Whatever they've got, a broken chair, broken sofa, car seat repair, or something I'm doing good. Besides the money, everything, no, just I'm doing something good. And very happy when the job is done. Like when it's broken chair come and make it alive again. I'm really happy when the people come here and they say to me, thank you, very good job. That's it, God. That's my best goal.
At the back of the shop, I meet Naeem's dad. He's dressed in a blue suit and a hat and is setting up an Afghani charcoal barbecue. It's Saturday and they like to cook up a feast for all the employees here. I'm also introduced to the dogs. Naeem finds walking the two of them with just one hand quite difficult, so he's rigged up the bike with rods on either side. He ties the dogs to the rods and rides while they run alongside. Life is good, and many of the things that Naeem thought were lost to him when he lost his arm were not, like football.
The first day I remember, I go with normal clothes standing beside the field and I was watching them playing, and I really loved to go inside. I didn't have a soccer boots, and I asked the manager or someone, can I join for a 5 minute? They said, yeah. I made the first goal, and the guy, they come and kiss me and gave me confidence. And he said, why not you playing? Even my arm was, the top was bandaged, and I start playing. When I'm playing, like I put my life aside, my work aside, and just focus on, and that's help to recovery.
As I said earlier, Naeem's refugee story is one of real grit, and it's led him to this point where he starts his day with dogs and gratitude.
Like when I lose my arm, when I new culture, new language, new food, everything, I believe God. I believe someone control the world. Because when I come to New Zealand, see my photo, it's very disappointing with one arm. Thanks God, He all created good things for me. New refugee, when they come here, I know it's very difficult for the first 1 year or 2 years. But they have to go through it, and they have to fight for it, and don't lose their hope.
Big thanks to Naeem Hashimi for sharing his story with me. My name is Kadambri Raghukumar, and every week I produce a new episode of Here Now. You can catch the podcast on all your favourite podcast platforms. And we're also on the RNZ website, that's rnz.co.nz/herenow, where you'll find a video of Naeem and also more details around how the refugee resettlement process in New Zealand works. Today's episode was mixed by Ben Pierce, and my name is Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening.